Foundations of Amateur Radio. The other day, a report in Amateur Radio Daily caught my eye. Under the heading IARU Considers Consolidation, I read that the International Amateur Radio Union, celebrating 100 years of representing our hobby, is considering significant change. Links in the report reveal a PDF document titled IARU Consultation on Proposed Restructuring March 2025. The document, dated 21 March, outlines the structure of the IARU, four organisations, one for each ITU region, and one global organisation, the International Secretariat. It provides some insights on how the funding arrangements between these organisations exist, and goes on to talk about how the IARU operates, including incorporation or not, currencies, committees, priorities, and other background and historic information. All excellent stuff that should be public knowledge. But having spent the better part of a year reading IARU documents, this one brought several new eye-opening things to the table. The document attributes no authors, but is at least spell-checked in US English, and appears to be part of a discussion started long before I became an amateur. In 2005, the IARU started the IARU 2025 Committee to look into the future of the organisation. It concluded its work in 2012. In 2020, a new committee was started, the Future Committee, consisting of representation from each of the regions. The introductory wording is curious and includes these words, quote, "We can no longer afford not to move the process forward," end quote, at least implying that this document is a foregone conclusion. Searching for the document on the IARU sites will give you no results. Searching for Future Committee gives you two results, neither actually having the words Future Committee. The only reference which makes any sense in either of those two results, and only after the fact, is a paragraph published on 12 October 2020 that refers to the Administrative Council, or AC, and states, quote, "The AC received and discussed an in-depth report from its working group on the future of IARU and agreed to steps for evolving towards a more flexible organisation and strengthened relationships with all stakeholders in the global amateur radio community and telecommunications ecosystem," end quote. For a process that started 20 years ago, this is the first I've heard of it. Curious, wouldn't you say, in an organisation that claims to represent both you and I? It's almost like the IARU wants to keep this whole thing a secret. There's more. The thrust of the document is to explore the notion of simplifying the operation of the IARU by consolidating the four organisations into one incorporated body based in Switzerland, where the IARU Region 1 organisation is currently incorporated. It goes on to discuss how this is great for the hobby, how it will save on resources, and how it will allow the mostly volunteer-run organisation to operate more democratically. It outlines the process for adoption, including a 60-day consultation period for the 167 member societies, as in peak bodies in your country. I'll save you the suspense, the consultation period ended before I saw the document. There's a 30-day detailed draft proposal phase and a final proposal and voting stage, neither of which are on any specific timeline that I could find. You might well say, "Ono, you're not a member society, it's none of your business." That's true. Here's the thing. Let me quote from Section 5 on page 11. Quote, "In many cases, the IARU member society does not represent the majority of the national amateur community," end quote. So, not to belabor the point, the IARU, who is proud to represent amateur radio on the international stage, writes in its own documentation that the organisation doesn't represent the majority of amateurs while claiming its intention to make the organisation more flexible and democratic. Gotta say, feeling all warm and fuzzy. In Section 6, the document goes into great detail about finance. I'm kidding. It has one sub-subsection about money, Section 613, less than 10% of the document. No less explosive for its brevity. It states that each region contributes to the overall IAIU budget, but that this contribution remains insufficient to cover the many critical representation efforts required. It goes on to say that, quote, historically the ARRL has played a key role in bridging this financial gap, end quote. For its contribution, the ARRL currently nominates the President and Vice President, which the member societies get to vote on. I wonder what happens if they don't vote for the nominated candidate. What happens when the ARRL is no longer first among equals? Will it continue to fund the IAIU? While pointing out that all direct representation of the IAIU at the ITU are made by volunteers, as well as, quote, nearly all, end quote, all other activities, I wonder which activities are paid and how much. There's also discussion about a not ideal compromise, namely that we'll have to be virtual attendees to save money. Really? In 2025, after a century of representing amateur radio, we're still attending meetings in person? Has nobody at the IARU heard of this new technology, you know, the one it claims to promote, radio, or the more modern version, teleconference? You'd think that a bunch of volunteer radio amateurs would jump at the chance to debate things over radio. Moving on. The finance section includes an interesting statement, quote, many regions have accumulated cash reserves, quote, and, quote, where these reserves are substantial and have resulted from a specific region's activities, they may need to be held in trust and designated exclusively for initiatives related to that former region, end quote. Let's unpack this. There's three regions. Many regions means more than one, but not all, so two. In other words, one region has no money. Which one? Moreover, substantial reserves from a specific region means one of the other two, so one. So it made money, it's substantial, it's intended to be designated exclusively for that one region. Which one? The Wireless Institute of Australia, which claims to have existed longer than the IARU and the ARRL before it, was a federation. In 2004, the regulator indicated that it should consolidate its efforts because apparently the various state WIA organisations, quote, could never agree on a single outcome, end quote. This organisation was incorporated in VK3, where it continues to exist as a first among equals. Curiously, the Victorian, Tasmanian, and South Australia with Northern Territory divisions of the Wireless Institute of Australia are each still incorporated and active. Today, if you're in VK6, like I am, your experience of the WIA is completely different from that if you're in VK3, and to a lesser extent, VK2. Remind you of anything? The document mentions that, quote, only fully paid-up member societies in good standing have the right to vote, end quote. And, quote, the current fee structure will need to be harmonised across all three regions, which may lead to increased dues for some member societies, end quote. That tells us that some member societies will have to pay more money, and if they don't, they won't be able to vote. I wonder if these are members of the region with all the money or from the region without money. I'll remind you that member societies have already been acknowledged by the IARU as being underfunded, offering reduced services with some member societies being disbanded. The point being that we are finding out, behind the scenes, after the fact, of a process that has been in play for 20 years, that aims to create a single harmonised body whilst exacerbating existing inequities and doing so in secret. Is that the kind of body that you want to represent you on the world stage? Is this something that your member society knows about? Is it actively participating? Does it share that information with you or hide it? Are you informed or did you learn more today from me than you have in the past 20 years? Before I leave you to your thoughts, credits to Kale, Kilo 4, Hotel Charlie, Kilo, for publishing the story and thanks to their source for sharing the document. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.